It's been pretty popular. We got actually pretty large representation from Woodjal Woodjal coming down for the girls' clink, which is good. You know, but being the first one, we're always hoping to build on that for future years. And personally, the times I've had girls, you know, do little clinics at schools and whatnot in the past, they're actually a lot easier to coach. You know, they have no preconceived ideas of how to do everything, and, you know, they don't have the bad habits and all the rest of it that guys do, because, you know, they've developed all these habits over however long. Girls, they take on board what you say. They know that they don't know everything, and they're keen to learn. They're great sponges. It's I'd rather coach girls any day.
I just want to repeat this. You saying girls are better than boys at rugby league?
Mate, as we quite often tell the kids when we visit the schools, once they get to that 12-year age group, they do get too good for the boys, and that's why we don't let them play with us anymore, because they embarrass us too much.
Good luck for the week, Shire. It's a good program, so good luck in the future as well.
Cheers, mate. Thanks.
Ty Williams are at Northern Pride Oval. To have 2 days of just running around with doing footy stuff and learning skills and drills was just pretty exciting. So that was the main thing that I got out of it when I was a young fella.
What about the parenting side of it? Because, yeah, you're coaching youngsters of the stars of the future, but you're also, you know, this kid's walking around crying because they lost their kicking team, that sort of thing. So there's a different element of this. How are you going with that stuff?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not going too bad with it. I've got a young fella, so he's generally having a whine about something. But, nah, it's just a matter of they generally misplace it or someone else has picked it up. It doesn't go too far, so it's sort of just trying to calm them down and that. And I think that's a responsibility as coaches as well. If we're going to look after the little kids, we've got to take that on board as well.
Serious stuff. You're getting the kids the drills, getting them up to scratch skill-wise. But I'm out there and I'm hearing kids yell out, "Hey, Ty Williams, watch me do a 40-metre drop goal." Have you got to sort of rein that in and sort of say, "No, don't worry about the 40-metre drop goal"?
Oh, yeah. They always seem to want to kick the football somewhere. So that's the hardest thing. But generally when we get them together as a group, they listen very well and they get involved with the drills, which is probably a credit to them and their upbringing as well. They've just been spot on with everything, and then when they get a break they just all go out there and kick the footy, which is great to see.
Let's send our rider tomorrow night, because it's hard to ignore and everyone's talking about it, the Origin. You've played. Before we get into who's going to win and who's not, I want to ask you about something that happened, I think it was about 2004 2005. You got a ball, hit you on the chest, you kicked it ahead and dived on it and scored a try. Everyone in New South Wales commentary country said that's a knock on. Everyone in Queensland said, nah, he never touched it. Settle the score, mate. Did you touch that? Was that a knock-on?
No, mate, I didn't touch it. Definitely not. It's something that I always get asked about, and sort of I just tell them just look it up in the history books, because it's gone down as a try.
Take us through the eyes of a punter, which tomorrow night, like it or not, that's what you are. You'll be watching TV like the rest of us listen to ABC. You know, me and my mates, we make up nicknames for certain players and stand up at certain points of the game with certain decisions. Is that how you watch the match now?
Yeah, it is actually. It's. I get very excited, especially for my Cowboys mates. Especially when I watch the Cowboys games, even when Jono and that get and Bill and guys like that, blokes that I have played footy with, when they do something really good, I stand up out of the lounge chair and get excited. And the girl just tells me to settle down. You're not out in the field no more. So it's sort of once you've been there and you've felt the atmosphere and you've been involved, it's hard to get rid of.
Yeah. All right, Ty. Well, good luck. You better get back to the training clinic, because these kids are getting shirty. So good luck.
No worries. Thanks, mate. Cheers.
G'day. My name is Tyler, and I play for the Cairns Kangaroos. I'm 10 years old, and I've been playing football for 5 years.
All right. What position do you play?
My favourite position is 5'8", then it goes halfback and hooker.
All right. So you want the ball in your hands, don't you?
Yeah.
Let's talk about State of Origin. What do you reckon is going to happen?
I want Queensland to win for Lockie, because he's my cousin, so... And it might be Petro's last game too, so I'm waiting for it.
How are you related to Darren Lockyer?
His mum is related to my mum's cousin, so yeah.
Have you ever met him?
Yes, I've been in the dressing rooms. I met Tony Carroll and I met Sean Berrigan, so yeah, it's really cool.
Just before I let you go, Tyler, what's your favourite team and your favourite player?
Well, my favourite team is the Brisbane Broncos, and my favourite player is Darren Lockyer.
Anyone you want to say hello to?
I'd like to say hello to my nana and all my family out there. So, love you guys.
On you, Tyler. Good luck at the training clinic, mate.
See ya.